Diatheke, Suntheke. Now, Diatheke, Suntheke. All right. Diatheke is a covenant between two equal parties. Suntheke is a covenant that's one-sided. Now watch this. If you give me a dollar, I'll give you a banana. Is that a diatheke or a suntheke? That is a bargain between two equal parties. You give a dollar, I give a banana. But now watch this one. Byron, I want to give you this barber chair. Is that a diatheke or a suntheke? That's right, because it's one-sided. It all comes from one side. It's unconditional love. If you give me, that's dia. But this one is, I give you. I choose to give you. It's one-sided. So this one is one-sided. This one is two-sided. Most bargains that people strike up or covenants are two-sided. But the covenant that God has established with man is one-sided. Now here's how it took place. A long time ago, in the land of Suntheke, God talked to a man named Abraham. Can you say it?
Abraham,
that's it. Try to remember that. Try to remember that. Abraham. All right. And God said to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to make of thee a great nation. And in your seed, I'm going to bless all the nations of the earth. And Abraham said, I'll take it. I'll take it. And God said, now here's what I want you to do. Now listen very carefully. Here's what I want you to do. Nothing. And so God said, I will do this. I will do that. I will do this. I will do that. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thy seed. I will bless all the families of the earth. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. Now, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. So Abraham added faith. But in a suntheke, all you need is faith. But in a diatheke, you need work. So, diatheke is the law of Moses. Suntheke is the gospel of Abraham. Okay, what have I taught so far? There are two kinds of covenants. Let's say it. Diatheke, suntheke. Dia, like two. Two parties. A covenant of two parties. Two equal parties. All right? Tell me now, what about a diatheke? How is that different from a suntheke?
A diatheke is two people that are bargaining back and forth. And a suntheke is only one person giving somebody else.
In a suntheke, the greater person gives to the lesser person. This one is conditional. And this one is unconditional. Now, let me give you an example before we finish our Abraham story. This is a blood covenant story. Once upon a time, there was a man, and his name was David Livingston. You ever hear of him? How many have heard of him? Okay. David Livingston. He was a man that lived in the 19th century. How many years ago was that? About a century ago. Over a century ago. And David Livingston thought to himself, I'd like to go to Africa. But nobody had ever been to Africa. Just a few people had been on the coast, but nobody had gone into the dark interior. Right. This is an African story for Ileana. All right. This is the guy that got eaten up, yeah. All right. So, he goes into Africa, and he has all of his, he hires all his guys, you know, to go with him. He was Bwana. Bwana. Can you say Bwana? That means master or big chief or sir. Bwana. All right. So Bwana Livingston gets all these natives to go with him, and they carry those boxes on their heads. Right? And he goes off the coast, and he starts across, and he wants to go into the interior tribes. But then all of a sudden, they stop and they say, Bwana, no go further. Why don't they want to go further? No, not alligators. People. People with fear. And they can't go any further than their tribe. Why? Because Big Chief on the other side will kill all those people that bring Bwana. So what does Dr. Livingston do? No. He calls over to the chief. And he says, Meet Chief Livingston. You Chief Ugabwana. And you know what he does? He establishes a diatheke, or a blood covenant with those people. And he says to the chief, Chief, I will give you this Coca-Cola bottle cap for your spear. And the chief looks at the Coca-Cola bottle cap and he says, I've never seen one of them before. Only he said it this way. Ungara umba kaka umba. Which I'd never seen one of those before. And so they each give each other a gift. Livingston gives the Coca-Cola cap to Chief Ungabwa, and the chief gives him his spear. Now what does that spear say? That spear says wherever he goes, that Livingston has behind him all the chief tribes. And anybody who touches Livingston will have to deal with the chief. What does that Coca-Cola say? That anytime the chief is thirsty, Livingston will bring a Coca-Cola to the chief. No, they didn't have Coca-Cola in those days. But he had to give something. He had to give something. So they each gave something valuable to the other. The chief said, I want this. No, right. So maybe he gave him his hat. Or maybe he gave him a necklace. Or he gave him a Timex wash or something. See? So. And so wherever Livingston went, he would always strike up a bargain. But this is the way it was done. As soon as the chief said, you, blood brother, to me. They would then cut wrists. They would cut their wrists. Choom! Slash. Only since the chief was powerful, he didn't cut his wrist. He would take his maybe his son, or maybe one of his special... Huh? Nah. Right, it didn't kill him. Take maybe one of his tribesmen, and he'd say, Byron, come here. And Byron, yes, chief. He'd say, slit your wrist. And then Livingston would slit his little guy's wrist. He'd say, now how much am I paying you? $1 an hour. All right, I'll give you $1.25. And he'd get him, and he was his man, and they would put their wrists together, you see. They'd tie their wrists together, and they would be blood brothers. Or, sometimes they did it in different ways. Different ones in different ways. But the idea was to cut and get some blood, and then you might put it in a cup. You might put it together and let your blood mingle together. That would be if you were brothers. But the chief way they did it was to take the blood, and then each would drink it, which would show they have mingled their blood together. Now, here's the deal. Listen to this, because I'm going to test you on all this. Here's the deal. That whatever Livingston needs, if the chief has it, Livingston gets it. And whatever the chief needs, if Livingston has it, the chief gets it. You see what I'm saying? So the chief says, me want that fox. Well, Livingston has to give it to him. So Livingston says, me want that hut. So the chief has to give it to him. So they can have anything the other guy has. That's right. This is a diatheke. It's a blood covenant, meaning we are blood brothers. Whatever you need, when you need it, I will make sure I get it to you. All over Africa, Livingston went, and I think he established about, I can't remember the exact number, but let's say 32. I don't remember how many times. He cut blood about 32 times. So he had about 32 of these chiefs all over Africa. So wherever he'd go, he had spears, you know, and necklaces and stuff like that. You know, whenever he'd go, no one would touch him because they didn't want to, they were afraid of these things that it was all over him that were emblems and symbols of the blood covenant. Now, Jesus Christ has cut a blood covenant with you. And you have emblems, you have a meal, You have signs. You've been cut, you see. You've been baptized. Sometimes they would sit down and have a party. They'd usually have a feast. They'd usually have a meal together. There'd always be blood. But that made it. Now let's go back to Abraham, because this is the first time it was established with Abraham. God said to Abraham, now look, Abraham, you don't need to do anything, but I want you to help me do this. Take a heifer, a big cow. So he got this big cow, and he says, okay, Abraham, now cut this cow in two. So here's Abraham, and he gets out his jackknife, and he goes, and he has to cut that cow. This takes him, you know, a long time. He's cutting this cow in half with his little jackknife. Yeah. Then he says, now I want you to also take a lamb and cut this thing in two. He cuts that thing back. Now he lays that aside. So he puts one half on this side, one half on this side, and this was really a lot of work. And they're all bloody. It's all the blood running in, you see? Then he says, now take also a couple turtle doves. So he gets out his bow and arrow and whing, you know, he catches himself. No, right. But anyway, he cuts up a couple of turtle doves. So now he's got them all laid out, and he puts them in halves. And Abraham is tired. And the birds start coming. God, get away from here. Vultures are coming because they see all this blood, you see, on this thing. And Abraham's tired because he had to cut that thing with his jackknife, you know? And that's a lot of work. You ever cut up a cow? I mean, this takes a lot of work. This is how he made the cow. I'm telling you the truth. This is how he did it. He's tired. He's sweating. And these birds are coming. Get away. Go on. He chases them away. And then some birds come around. Get on. Get away. Yeah. Everywhere he goes, he's got these birds flying in. He's tired. So all of a sudden, what happened? Now it's time for the covenant to be established, and God's going to come down, and they're going to both do their part. So here's what Abraham does. Watch this. Watch me very carefully. Look up here. This is Abraham's part. What does Abraham do? No, he doesn't die. He's tired. He falls asleep. That's what you must do when it's a one-way covenant. Nothing. Just rest. And so while Abraham is sleeping, he has a dream. And in this dream, he sees a pot and a smoking fire, you see. And he sees the Lord God come down, you see, and consume this offering. And so God cut the covenant while Abraham's sleeping. That is, he wasn't even aware of what was going on, and that's the way it is with you and me. God cut a covenant with us when we were sleeping. That's how much a sunthike, you're not adding much. Now remember, David Livingston cut a covenant, and anything he wanted. Now look at, what did we have to give God?
Nothing.
What did God give us?
Everything.
Everything that the chief had belonged to David Livingston. Everything Livingston had went to the chief. Now watch this one. Everything we got belongs to Jesus. What did we have? Sin. But we had a debt. You see, we had a debt, and Jesus had to pay the debt. Because if David Livingston owed somebody something, one of the chiefs had to pay it for him. If the chief said, well, you owe me, ten cows, he'd just go to Chief Ugaboo and say, you pay for those 10 cows, please. And the chief had to do it. Because they had to take care of each other. So if you owed $100, the chief had to take care of it. Now, Jesus will take care of any debt you have. Jesus will take care of anything you need. All of heaven is yours whenever you want it. Whenever you need it, it's yours. Do you see that? Now, whenever you have a need, Jesus takes care of it. Whenever he has a need, you don't need to take care of it because he never has a need. You see that? He's already been taken care of. Now, you've already been taken care of. Because it's an unconditional covenant. You don't have to do anything to get it except what?
Faith.
Believe. All you got to do is believe. You just got to believe that everything that heaven has is for you. Now, let's say you sin one morning and fall into a hole. And you cry out to God, God, save me. And God looks down and he says, I ain't going to do it because you sinned. Is that right?
No.
That's the Mosaic law. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is that whenever you cry out to God, sincerely cry out, He'll save you every time. He'll forgive you every time. He'll do for you every time. But the Mosaic law is, if you keep the Ten Commandments, I'll take care of you. Unless you keep the Ten Commandments, I won't take care of you. Now, most people today, Byron, still are living under this dia thike. They do not understand the blood covenant. They do not understand what God has done, that He has done everything for us. When Jesus died, He cried out these words, tetelestai. What's that mean, Ileana? You've heard that many times. Tetelestai. What does that mean? Carl? Byron? What did Jesus cry out when He was at the end of His life?
Yeah.
That's true. But what's another thing He said? That's true. Both of those are true.
It is finished!
Is that what you said?
No.
Okay. He cried that out. So in other words, what was He finishing? He was paying back the debt that Adam owed and that all men owed. You're not paying attention. If you don't pay attention, I'm not going to tell you these things. I want you to pay strict attention. Remember I said, look in my eyes. Look right here at my eyeballs. I want you to look right into my eyeballs. Okay. What did He mean when it was said it was finished?
His life was finished.
That's right. And the debt was paid because Adam and Kara and Byron and Ileana and Susan and Clay, they owed a debt because of sin. And Jesus paid it on that day saying, I've paid the debt. Just like David Livingston's chief would have done, only this one's even better. Because we didn't do anything to get it. We didn't do anything to deserve it. We didn't give a bottle cap. We didn't give anything. We just fell asleep. All we did was snore. All we did was have sin. And God forgave us. Long before we kept the law. Long before we did anything good or bad. Isn't that good news?
Great.
That's good news. Now, I want to see if you guys understood this. We'll start with Kara. What is the two kind of covenants?